So 14, 15 hours after the fact, what's the emotions like? How do you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously sucks. Kind of in that way. But any game seven, Eastern Conference final, those are fun times. But obviously coming losing in it is difficult. But yeah, to know it's sucks now. It's going to suck for a few weeks, but just kind of let it sink in and just kind of learn from it, experience, and kind of get experience from it and just, you know, moving forward with that. And I'm just so proud of our group of what we've done this year and, you know, hanging a few banners that get raised next year. And but yeah, it definitely sucks, but proud of our group of what we've accomplished this year.
Sucks, sad, disappointment, all kinds of words I think I'd hear from everybody with regards to it. But I think the other thing you have to do, and I think you said it already a little bit, is proud of what you guys were able to do. I mean, that's a heck of a playoff run again, getting all the way to the third round. Only four teams got to this point.
Yeah, obviously, you know, going to the conference final last year of two game sevens in a row, a little bit banged up. But this year, winning in five, then sweeping Red Deer, and I thought, you know, this could have down one of the best series of all time in Western Hockey League. I thought it was six overtimes. Like, they're a hell of a team. They deserve to, you know, be where they are and go in the finals. They're going to be a great team. They're going to give Portland a good run. But yeah, it's definitely a little tough right now. But just again, proud of our group. Super happy. It's an amazing group we have in there.
You are aware of what was going on and how different and weird and everything it was to be in this sort of a situation with that type of a series.
Yeah, they're a good team. It's just tough right now to think about it. They can score at any time. You know, I thought last night we outworked them, outplayed them. They got a nice bounces, and this is hockey for you. It happens.
For you personally, development, how did it go for you this year? You take another step in your mind?
I think so. I think a leadership role, being a bigger leadership role, I think, you know, not the most vocal guy, but I try to, you know, lead on the ice. I think that's the big thing of my leadership. I think that's kind of how I go by. But yeah, I thought the 200-foot game is kind of a cliche, but I thought I'd try to, not just saying it, but doing it on the back checking, the forechecking. I think, you know, being a more physical guy in the playoffs this year, and I thought I took a big step in that role, and hopefully next year as well.
And future, next 3 weeks, going to be very interesting for you.
Yeah, now you kind of, you know, you try to put that away throughout the season, but now that's something, you know, you're definitely focusing on. And yeah, just a waiting game. It's out of your control. So I try to, you know, leave it out there. I don't think I have any regrets this year. So I did what I can, and hopefully everything works out.
Yeah. What do you take away the most from this season, Brandon, and just the team success you guys had, winning the regular season championship, having the most successful playoff run that this team has had since 1994? What are the things that stand out to you the most about, you know, these last 8 months or so?
I think just the chemistry we had, the how close we were as a team. I think, you know, bringing in the new guys at the trade deadline, like last year we only brought like one guy in with Chase on. Like, we had our group, but this year there's a lot of new guys coming in, and I thought it worked really well of bringing in guys and coming into our culture that we've built here and the coaching staff have built here. I think that was something that I'm definitely going to miss of the team and how tight we were as a group. It was a special group, and last year was a special group, but this year was I think even more special. It was awesome.
You know, obviously it's going to be a summer change for the team. A lot of players from the core are going to be graduating, moving on to new opportunities, potentially you as well. We'll see what happens. But what's made the group of you, Trevor Waugh, and Igor Sidorov so special all of these years?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, still coming in as a 17-year-old, not knowing any English or didn't really know the systems that well, but he's turned into, you know, could be one of the most skilled guys in North America. I mean, he's an awesome, awesome player. He competes, he works, he loves the game. And yeah, Wonger, it's my roommate for 3 years on the road, so I'm definitely gonna miss that. He's one of my closest buddies on the team, and just an unbelievable career, unbelievable captain, and a Blades, you know, all-time great that will remember here forever.
What's your best Sid story off the ice that you can tell?
I don't know.
Maybe a better one might be, what's the best Wonger story you can tell?
Wonger? I think it was like Brandon, and like really, it was a Regina Brandon game at the beginning of the year, and I think we weren't playing that well, and I remember Wonger kind of giving to the team. I'd never seen him get mad before. I actually liked that out of him. That was like in Brandon. He got mad at one of the intermissions, and I think that was actually a turning point in our year, actually, to be honest with you. So, yeah, no longer being a captain.